Hatred boiled and tensions rose until war was declared. Many fought and many died. Both sides did poorly fare. So listen close as night usurps day to these tales from the Bluebell Cafe.
Maybe we should just move to the mortal world and go into hiding.
But if they really want to make an example out of me, they'll hunt me down. I don't want to spend the rest of my life on the run.
But without Titania to prove your innocence, your life will end tomorrow.
Well, you looked for me so we could work together to track down Titania, right? With blood magic? Why don't we do that now?
It won't work while your magic is bound.
Oh. That makes sense.
Well, I'll still be your witness, of course.
So will I.
I can't ask you to do that. You know it won't help anything.
It's the least I can do.
Clay, I haven't been completely honest with you.
What do you mean?
It wasn't fair of me to get so angry at you for hiding the truth, because I lied to you, too. You asked if I remembered anything about our mother. And actually, I do. I do remember. She had a friend, Aunt Renata, who used to tell me stories about how my mother was a queen. Mom just laughed them off, so I didn't think anything of it. And when all this started happening, I thought, there's no way that she's actually Queen Titania. I mean, what are the odds? But it doesn't matter. I mean, the point is, I hid stuff from you too, and I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Why are you apologizing? I'm apologizing.
If I had just told you the truth from the beginning, you would have too. Of course you wouldn't bring up that story. If our mother was a queen, I would have told you, right? It's still my fault, and I'm still going to be your witness.
Fine. Thank you. But Irida, we barely met. You should leave while you have the chance. She'll be safe, right, Clay?
As safe as any other hybrid. If the council has you, I doubt they'd waste resources to track her down. No offense.
Some taken. Seriously, though, I want to be there. I'm invested now.
Don't you have family or friends who care about you? Who you care about? Think about them.
It's my decision. How can I stand by as an innocent person is condemned? How could family or friends care for such a person?
You're as stubborn as a mule.
I don't know what that is, but thanks.
Well, it wasn't a compliment. But thanks. I am kind of glad I don't have to do this alone. I wish Mom had a nicer group of friends, though. Ugh, can't people read? Or use context clues?
Or have common courtesy?
That too! Hey, look at the sign on the door! We're closed! Great! Is one day off while I'm awaiting my death sentence too much to ask for? Sorry, we're closed. What are you doing here? Come in.
So, everything's out in the open now?
What do you mean?
I think you know.
Yes. We've all aired out our dirty laundry, we all trust each other again, and we're all on the same page about how nothing except Titania showing up can save me from execution.
Dirty laundry? Mortals do have the strangest ways of phrasing things.
Wait, so Anya knew about all this too? Just what kind of reporter are you?
The good kind. Do you think Parima is unaware of what the old ones have been doing? Yes, there are those who agree with them and so turn a blind eye, but the rest of us are not sitting idly by.
If you knew all this, why didn't you tell us earlier instead of sitting idly by, as you so aptly put it?
I didn't know anything for sure. I thought perhaps you were spies for the old ones. And I was right, was I not?
I did what I believed was best.
Don't we all? But you're right. I have been too passive. I was biding my time, gathering information, but information is only helpful to a point when not accompanied by action. So I am here to be your third witness.
You want to be my witness? You know me even less than Irida. No offense, but what kind of support could you even offer me?
As I said, information is helpful. I have a lot of information I'd like to make public, and your trial is the best time and place this millennium. You think there's no way to escape your conviction, and maybe there isn't, but at the very least we could use this platform to pull the mask off of the High Council. Everyone will be watching, just as they're planning, but we can use that against them.
Might as well. I mean, ultimately, it's up to you, Jules. But I think it's a good plan. Better than our plan of just accepting our fate.
All right. Plan A. We find Titania, convince her to confess and clear my name, and she can deal with the fallout of whatever it is she's started. Plan B, if and only if we can't find her, then you three can be my witnesses.
If the old ones haven't been able to find Titania, what makes you believe that you can?
I'd say it's more of a hope than a belief. But I just have to try.
Well, good luck. I'll see you at the trial.
You're not going to help us.
Sorry, I think it's a waste of time, and I have better things to do.
Your confidence in us is very reassuring.
It isn't a lack of confidence in you. I just think Titania is too clever. If she doesn't want to be found, she won't be.
Maybe we'll be lucky. Maybe she wants to be found now.
You're welcome to gloat to me if she does. Bye. I'm sorry.
We're close. Oh, it's you. You've been gone a while.
Lots of business to attend to. Where are Zaim and Huron?
In the back.
Thanks.
Of course. Glad you're back.
It's good to be back.
Hit me.
Okay.
I stand. That's what you say, right?
I think so. What cards do you have?
An ace and a joker. That's good, right? I win?
No, you're over. That's 22. You need 21 or lower to win.
No way! An ace is only one!
I don't think you understand the game.
I don't think you understand the game!
I see you're hard at work. Should I return at a later time?
Your Highness!
I told you not to call me that.
Sorry, Titania. We weren't expecting to see you.
I could see that. What were you playing?
Blackjack?
I should never have taught you to that game.
Ma'am, some people came by looking for you last night. One of them claimed to be your child.
They also said that they're the barista who's been charged with your murder.
They asked us to ask you if you'd be willing to reveal yourself to prove that they're innocent.
I see. What did you tell them?
We told them we'd try to convince you.
Zaim also said since you abandoned them, that it's not likely you'd throw away your plans to save them.
Huron, I didn't say it that way.
No, I think that's exactly how you said it.
It's not an unrealistic assumption for you to make.
For what it's worth, I do think our goals are more important than any one life. However, it is a bit different once you see the face that the life belongs to.
It does make it harder.
So, what are we going to do?
You are going to be present at the trial. I will handle the rest.
Are you seriously considering it? The risk. Isn't taking down the old ones more important?
Perhaps we can do both.
And if we can't?
How many years have we been working together, Zaim, Huron? You have watched me work tirelessly for decades to bring an end to the tyranny of the High Council. Do you not trust me to do what is necessary?
I apologize, Titania. We do not doubt you.
Don't apologize. You should address your concerns with me. I don't want to be like the Council. Dissent is not a death sentence.
I know. To speak plainly, I think this must be a very emotional situation for you. If it were me, I don't know what I would do. It's selfish of me. But I'm glad that you are the one who has to make these difficult decisions.
That is understandable.
But if I thought that you were going to throw away the decades of work you referenced for one person who I don't know or care about, then yes, I would disagree with you, and I would consider that it may be necessary to persuade you against it.
I see. Well, you have no need of persuasion. I fully intend to continue with our plan to dispose of the Council. However, I also intend to rescue my children. We will save them, and on our side they are more useful to us and more dangerous to the Council than if we stand by and do nothing. The plan has changed slightly, but the end goal is the same. I swear to you, I will not rest until the Council is finished.
Then, I am nothing if not flexible. We'll help you rescue your children.
As long as the Council loses their power, I'll be happy. If you think you can do both, then we'll do both.
I appreciate your confidence in me. I'll let you know more details tomorrow. For now, continue your work and be ready when I call.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, as you were, we've got a big day tomorrow, so rest up. What if I had stayed, James? Jules would have had a mother. Clay might have had a father. Parima might have gone to ruin, but we would have had our own family. Wouldn't it have been worth it? Almost a century ago, I tried to escape from it all. I found you. We had Jules. And I was happy. Why did I throw all that away? To be a hero, I suppose. I owed it to my home. I couldn't leave it in the hands of the High Council. How could I have a half-mortal child and live a happy life with them, knowing how they would be treated in my own world? I did what I had to. What I thought I had to. And look where it's gotten us. You always knew the right thing to do, James. Anytime Jules scraped her knees or was sick in the middle of the night, If you were here, you'd know what to do. Maybe you wouldn't, but at least then I wouldn't feel so alone. I chose to leave. What's done is done. I got Jules into this mess, and now I need to get them out. Whatever it takes.
Is the hybrid here yet? I want to see what they look like.
I just hope justice is served.
Yeah, that barista will get what's coming to him.
Free Jules! Free Jules! Free Jules! They're innocent!
Excuse me? Excuse me.
And who are you?
Anya Fairwinds, reporter with the Moonlight Gazette. I'm acting as a witness for the defendant.
Well, you just made it. They're starting soon. Go through these doors, take a left, then go through the first doors on the right.
They're having the trial in the courtyard? That's unusual.
Because of the crowds. They're trying to fit as many people in as possible. It's a big case.
Of course. Thank you.
Good luck.
So I made an illusion that I had wings and told her I was a fairy. And then... Anya, you made it.
I said I would, did I not? Did I miss anything important?
No, the old ones haven't made an appearance yet. I'm sure they're waiting for a larger crowd.
They are quite dramatic, aren't they?
They said we're starting soon. I'm kind of nervous, actually. I don't know what to do.
You'll be fine. You'll be called to give a statement and answer some questions. Just don't speak until you're spoken to.
Okay.
How are you doing, Jules?
Could be better. But hey, whatever happens, happens.
You'll get out of this. I know it.
How?
Just trust me. And when the time comes, do as I say.
What?
Attention! May I present the High Council of Parima? Siobhan, first of the Selkies. Ekdor, first of the Sylphs. Razo, first of the Santelmos. Makoto, first of the Kitsunes. Bo, first of the Dragons. Largefoot, first of the Sasquatches. Be seated, and let the trial of Jules Manalo Alvarez commence.
Episode 8, Anya, was written, directed, and sound edited by Kiana Triana, with script edits by David Wu and Perry Perry, and music by Tamar Chimenyan. This episode featured Kiana Triana as Jules, Frank Zinches as Clay, Faye Holliday as Anya, Ella Ree as Irida, Dante Majors as the barkeep, Benjamin as crowd number 1, Samantha Georgette Reed as crowd number 2, Brady Allen as crowd number 3, Faith Jacobs as crowd number 4, Val Cha as Zame, Paul Reinbeck as Huron, Mike Queller as Security Guard, and Brad Colebrook as Visra. If you enjoy our show, please support us by subscribing to us through your preferred podcasting app, following us on social media, or checking out our website. We'll be back next week with a new tale from Bluebell Cafe in Episode 9, The High Council v. Jules Manalo Alvarez. Thank you for listening.